Good morning. It's Sunday, October 9th.
Oh, Lord, we ask for your blessing on our service today, that there would be a flow of your truth. Flow of your truth, Lord. Flow of your truth as revealed by your word, and that we would have ears for your truth, that we would be people of truth. People of truth, O Lord. And that you would speak and that we would hear your voice by your Spirit. Do that good work. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I also pray, Lord, that you continue to fill us with your love.
Yes.
With your love for everything and everyone, Lord. Mm. Just continue to fill us to overflow.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to share what happened last weekend with the guys, and how it came to happen, and then a couple of things. Anyways, last Sunday, it was 7:30, whatever. I was at home, and long story short, you know what I mean? I was ready for not going out anymore for the day. I took my shoes off. I was in a lot of pain. And I started to think about this love thing it came to me. It's like, because I thought I loved people and I was fine. But this you know, after my stroke, one day it was there, and I don't know at what time it happened or what, but I have this love that I didn't have before. It's different. It's different. It's a different love. And anyways, I started to think, I don't even remember exactly, but all of a sudden, boom, I needed to go pray with whoever I could pray. And obviously I thought about the meeting that was going on at that moment. I gotta go play with the guys. I mean, it's yes or yes. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, I was hoping that Glenn would be here or whatever. And I was telling Cody, I was laughing under the bed. It's like, God didn't even consider my feelings. He didn't consider how I felt, nothing. I had to go. Mm-hmm. And if I would have chained myself to the floor somehow, mm-hmm. He would have broke the chains, I would have still came. Mm-hmm. It was that kind of thing. It was beyond my control. It was whatever. So anyways, so I came and I prayed with Ken, with Corky, with Charlie, Keith, and Chuck. I prayed that they would get that peace, all that love also. Mm-hmm. And I had no doubt whatsoever. That love is coming. If you don't have it yet, it's coming. And it's not a thing like, this is also this good thing we can do. We can love. Mm-hmm. This love actually is mandatory. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A Pharisee, I think it's a Pharisee, asks Jesus, he says, what is the most important scripture of the rest? That's like a weird question to ask Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I tell you, it says that you love your God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your something else, and then and your neighbor as yourself. And the law and the prophets hang in this. Okay, so like I said, if you had to go on a trip, and you can only take one sentence out of the Bible with you, take that one. Mm. Because the law, that's what the Bible is. Because if you love your neighbor, you don't steal from them. If you love your neighbor, you don't lie to him or whoever you love. If you love him, you don't covet from him. If you love him, you know what I mean? It's like, All the teachings that there are in the Bible, if you can summarize them in a little bit, It's because they love. Because of the love. And that is why Jesus said everything he said. Because he loved us. Loves us. He didn't say everything he said because I'm supposed to say it. No. It's love. The root of everything that came out of Jesus' mouth is love.
Lord.
Even him dying is love. Love everywhere. Love your God with everything you got and your neighbor as yourself. So last week, so Ken was sharing in the service. I don't remember exactly, but he's sharing, he's like, you know, this love or whatever that I used to have, and I don't quite have it, and I want it again. And I don't know what kept me quiet, or what happened. I think it was the end of the service, I don't know. So I felt whatever, you know, next service. But that night it came over me, it's like, it was so strong, so something. And anyways, so I came and prayed with the guys. I prayed, and you know, the thing is, my personal experience, I didn't ask for it. It was just flu. I don't know what happened. I didn't ask for it, and I got it. I'm not saying that that's the way to go. That's not, I'm not saying that nobody asked for it, and you will get it. No. You have to ask for it. I what happened to me was weird, different. I don't know. It just happened. But we, as a body, as us, we have to ask for it, and we have to want it.
Yes.
We have to ask for it, and we have to want it. And there is no way that God is not going to do this for us. There's no way. It's impossible. Zero. Not a chance. It says in the scriptures, it is impossible for God to lie. The same way, it is impossible for God not to give you this love. Because the scripture says, you ask that you don't receive because you ask amiss, that you spend it in your own lust. Well, this is the opposite of you spending on your own lust. You spend it in different stuff. We are asking for love. That is what God is. God is love, says Scripture, 1 John 4 or not. God is love, and we're asking for it. We're not asking anything off, anything, nothing. It's not anything that requires nothing. We just have to want it, and we have to ask for it. And we will get it. Mark my words, if you want it, if you ask for it, there it is. You will get it. You're going to wake up one morning, if you have it already, and you will have it. You will have it, no doubt whatsoever. And I'm so thankful that I came to that I first of all that I have it, and that I am understanding a little bit that we can have it. We can have it. You know what? To love, you know, and Jesus says, you heard that is what says Jesus, that to love your neighbor and to hate your enemy. But I said to you, says Jesus, love your enemy. You know what? Loving your enemy is not that hard. It's not. Yeah, because right. Your enemy, first of all, he can do nothing to you. Mm-hmm. He can't hurt you. He's just your enemy. He just doesn't like you. The reason why he doesn't like you is because you're full of God. Because God is in you. He doesn't dislike whatever he's your enemy. He's your enemy for foolish reasons. Just feel bad for the person. Feel bad for them that they hate you. You know what I mean? They feel bad that they don't have God. I feel bad for my enemies. Those are my enemies. You know what I mean?
Lord, yes.
And
yes.
It's not hard. It's not hard. God will give us this love. He will give us this love if we ask for it and if we want it. And I know what, having that, and I know that Ken has experienced it in the past. I haven't talked to that ever with anybody else, but it's amazing. I don't know what it is in it, but it's freeing. It's just, oh, so good to love everybody. When you pray for them, you pray that you praying for yourself.
You know what I mean?
And anyways, so I'm going to pray right now for the ones that I didn't pray. Father, I pray for Bonnie, also for Barb, for Glenn, for Jill, for Susan. Father, you know what? I don't pray. We all pray that you give them this love.
Yes,
Father. Your love is so good.
Yes.
We want to be able to love everybody. Our neighbor that loves us and our enemies, we want to love them.
Yes,
Father, that is so good. Father, this, what we're asking is, I know you're going to give it to us.
Yes.
I just know, Father, you are such a good Father, and when we have it, I just feel like we're going to be so complete.
Thank
you. I thank you so much for giving us what we are asking for and for what we want.
Yes.
I just thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Father, you are so good, so good. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father. Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes.
That love is coming. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Yeah,
no doubt. We just have to want it. We have to ask for it. That's it. There's no. What else is there? You know, we're asking for that. We're not asking for anything weird.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. This is.
Anyway.
I just wanted to get that out of my system.
It's interesting, we after you prayed for us, so then we had our Tuesday night meeting, which Bart joins us, and I brought up what had happened on Sunday night, and then Barb related how she's had that at times, that same love too, that like for her daughter, who she was about ready to like kill, and she just asked the Lord to, you know. And he did. And so we actually, then she said, so she wanted to pray for a couple of people, and then we all just got in a circle and prayed for that love. It was real. It was good.
Yes.
I haven't received it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's coming.
You know, back when I experienced it, I wasn't asking for it either. I don't think any of us in the body were when that happened. It just came. You know, but we were seeking the Lord with all our hearts, pretty much. I mean, that's where the body was at that time, and he honored that, and then we kind of messed it up, you know. The angel of light got in there, but I've never experienced anything like that, and I definitely want it again.
Lord,
that's good that you want it. That's very good.
And it's hard to love your enemies or people that have hurt you in the past or even when you went or whatever. It's you still kind of feel.
But it's not our love that we love them with, it's the love within us, which is God.
Yeah.
And us. And that's why we can love them.
We all need that.
Yeah.
It amazed me how much patience and love that Amanda had for the whole works. The whole.
Sure. I, like Ken, I haven't, it hasn't happened, but I have been very consistently praying for it. You know, it's been, that thing has been planted to seek that thing, you know. And I realized that love will just take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just take care of everything else. We believe we have revelation that should be shared. Well, you combine that that revelation with love, and it will just be there. Be there, persuasive, you know. It'll just be there. And yes, loving your enemies is hard, except when you got God's love, and then it's easy, I believe. I believe at that point.
Oh, yeah.
When you are overflowing with God's love, then that thing becomes very easy. Very easy.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I'm not going to try to embarrass anybody, But when we prayed Tuesday night, it was obvious something was, because a particular person all of a sudden started realizing some things and whatever, and so that's why I knew there was a good thing going on, and that's up to that person if they want to.